Morning, Alan. Hope you're feeling better.
I'm okay, Matty. It's not a good morning for you. What has been happening to you? We've had this discussion before about sheep kills, etc., and worrying cattle. What's been happening to you, Matty?
Yeah, sure, look at Alan. I mean, like, last couple of weeks, now we've had problems here again. I had to get a bit away yesterday. I went up to the field yesterday morning, just to check the cows. They do every morning, sure, as the fellow says. I mean, like, we've had 16 or 17 cows there in the last couple of weeks, calved. Absolutely no issues whatsoever. Never had to go near any. We try to calf the cows this time of year when they're out in the field. It just works easier for us when it's all said and done. You don't have as much worry or concern with trying to find cows in room and all like that, like in your calves and how hard you're going out and all like. But probably one of the best cows, if not the best cow I have here now. I went out yesterday morning, cow about 800 kilos. Found her under a wire in the field here. Tried to calf a cow that has calved every single year by herself. We have a very easy calf in Limousine and Charlotte Bull here. So I went over anyhow, Alan, and to be honest, discussed with the players was if you will to find a calf halfway over. Calf was going dry. Deb was definitely dead a couple of days because there was a smell. He was rotten like in the cow. So we proceeded to try and get the calf ourselves, had to get the vet. Thought that would have had to cut it over first. So eventually managed to get the calf over anyhow. And I said to the vet, I said, look, it's roughly how long would you say that calf is dead? And they said probably 4, 5, 6 days, somewhere around there. Now, I came up here, Alan, about 6 days ago. There was cows in another field beside them. We had a dividing wire, just a reel. A lot of lads don't understand what a reel is, just a fine wire, basically. And the cows would be all, they'd be all quiet cows here.
Right.
They were all, excuse me, I just want to go check this cow there now. They were all gone through the wire, Alan. One of the cows, the reel was actually wrapped down their leg with the man's fence still attached to it, which could have killed her because the constant shock of the fence, you understand me, it would upset their heartbeat like that, the rhythm of their heart. They could kill them, like, when it's all said and done. Now, luckily enough, I managed to get off her and like that, and she's okay and like that. But previous to that, Alan, in the last 2.5 weeks or so.
Right.
I've had 2 30-kilo lambs. The inner is completely out of them, ripped asunder. I've had a yo she wasn't long dead. And all the yo's all drove around the field up the ball and all. I know what dogs do. I've seen it before, Alan.
Can I stop you for a second, Matty? Because you have shared some horrific details with us this morning. And just, are you putting this down to dogs?
There's nothing else to be, Alan. There's nothing else to be.
Right.
There's nothing else to be, Alan. I'm not going to be told differently when it's all said and done. I mean, we had this problem here years and years ago. We had this problem here in the day when it's all said and done.
Right.
And like, as I said before, Alan, I'm not penny pinching like that. I'm just trying to make a bloody living, like. But it's not, I mean, like, lads said, you know, farmers, you know, always on about, it's not the financial value, Alan. It's not the financial value. It's the thought of the puppet this morning, like I say, I'm going into the field here now, and there is a chance that cow could be dead. Now, to put the financial value on, if that's what people are wanting to know, the financial value of that cow could be over $2,000. That's what the financial value of the cow could be. It could be over $2,000 this minute.
Right.
But it's all said and done. She's only a 4-year-old cow, 5-year-old cow. She's only a very young animal, like. But like, if you would have been here yesterday, like, and you see her, and you know you're trying to get her up in the lower and all like that, just to get her up on her sitting up and all like that. She's there. She's looking for a calf and everything else. Like, it's just exactly for an animal, like.
Yeah.
But it's all said and done. Like, there's a good chance this cow, if she does live, there's a good chance she'll never go back and calf again. But it's all said and done. Like.
And you can't watch and monitor your stock 24/7. It's just not feasible.
24/7. Yeah. I mean, like, I spoke to the law yesterday.
Okay.
I stated my case to the law yesterday very, very plainly and very straight.
Mm-hmm.
As I said to you before, I'm a quite personal. I am trying, and I try to pull people over the years. I'm not going to look for sympathy. I don't want anyone sympathy. All I want is people to put respect. And it's not just here, Alan, it's not just me. I was speaking to another man the other day who actually had the same problem.
Right.
He had a problem down on an out farm as well. Now, thankfully, the cow is alive. Thankfully, she's sitting up here this morning, the crater. Yeah, she is alive. She's sitting up and she's biting herself, so that's something.
All right, Matty.
But I spoke to another man the other day, a couple of days back, and he was saying he had the same problem on an out farm with calves. And I think it was 2 days he would overthrow the calves all being ran in arenas as well. Like. So
yeah.
It's not just me. Now, I don't blame the dog, Alan. I mean, a dog is only an animal. A dog will go where it's let go.
But you do blame the owner because the owner has to keep an eye on the dog,
you're
and it's the owner's responsibility.
Right, I mean, we've,
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to portray myself to be some saint or anything like that. We've all made mistakes and things happen to us all over the years and the Irish dogs and dumber dogs. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I see them here constantly walk up down the road. There's no leads on dogs. Right? Now, I'm not blaming their dogs. Don't get me wrong. I'm not blaming anyone here because I don't know whose dog it is. I don't know who it is when it's all said and done.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, last year I did find dead hares in the land. So I'm putting two and two together here and I've come up with four and I've put 22. Like, I mean, obviously, I have found dead hares on the land. I have had problems with people outside the community years ago threatening to burn my family alive and everything else. So you have to see where I'm coming from, Alan, like, when it's all said and done. Like.
All right. Matty, you've raised a number of very important issues. I'm going to put it out to our Morning Mix listeners to see what sort of advice they will give to you. But I think ultimately you're calling for much stiffer penalties and immediate action. Is that what you're calling for?
Well, sure, it's like this, Alan. As I make a wanting claim this year, as I put up yesterday myself, if I find anyone's dogs now, either attended or unattended on my land, if I catch people walking with the dogs on my land, I'm taking the dog and the dog's going to be shot and people can take that anyway they like because I've had enough of it. And I was never that kind of a person. I love animals. I try to respect everyone's way. I mean, like, when it's all said and done, my wife was down the beach there recently with her horse, and a dog came out of nowhere, and it started to bark and go for the horse like that. Could have ended up very, very badly at the end of the day when it's all said and done. And when she approached the person, we sorted the issue out at the end of the day. But, like, the thing is, if you're going to have a dog, put it on a bloody lead. Keep it under control. That's all I ask.